Well, hey everybody, Jonathan Dorr with you once again for the Catholic Teacher Daily Podcast. Wow, hope you're doing okay wherever you're hearing this in the world. Interesting times, huh? Is that old proverb, may you live in interesting times? I don't think any of us are going to say that we're experiencing a profound sense of boredom at the moment. For many of us, we are about to go on the fast track to sainthood. How? Why? How is that possible? Well, it's simply because we're all homeschooling. As of today, Karen and I have all our kids home. Schools have closed. It's interesting. I'm just, wow. I'm married to an amazing woman who yesterday prepared a schedule. She printed out a schedule with the kids' class times, breaks, family stuff we'll do in the afternoon. She's amazing. So we've decided that, you know, we want to keep some order and structure around this. But I know so many of you listening are facing something similar. You're either not teaching in your school because your school's closed. You might have kids home. You might be now trying to figure out the whole digital delivery model. And these are just such amazing. So the speed at which it's happened, huh? The speed at which it's happened. So look, a couple of thoughts. I'm going to be doing some podcast interviews. I'm going to interview some guests over the next few episodes. I want to just keep putting good stuff in front of you, just good useful stuff that can carry you through this season. I want to say to all of you as Catholic educators, a huge thank you for your faithfulness in this time. My kids are at home and I know that their teachers providing work for them. Some of them are, you know, my daughter's in high school and she's dialing in today for some live stuff with her teachers. So I want to thank all of you in different formats are doing different things to reach out to your students on Twitter. It's been amazing just to see some of the beautiful messages teachers are putting out there for their students. So first thing, thank you for what you're doing and just press into this season. Like, let's do all the smart things. We've got to stick to all the distancing stuff. We're going to stick to all the hygiene stuff. We're going to do everything we can. But I want to talk in this episode just quickly about hope. I want to talk about hope. I think it's really crucial that we find hope in these challenging, challenging times. I think in the absence of hope, we plummet into despair. I mean, many of us are going to be stuck inside our house. We're going to be, you know, really struggling to just have that social connection that's always been such a daily part of our lives. And without hope, we can easily fall into despair. So I want to give you some hope. I want to say that this is going to pass. It's going to be an enormous challenge for us, but it is going to pass. No suffering, sorrow, calamity, crisis lasts forever. This is going to end. There's even some good news around medications that are coming out. I read some good stuff today about, you know, in the US particularly, I know the testing has been a little bit slow in places, but they've got some amazing new testing stuff happening. One company is about to deliver 1 million units of this rapid testing stuff. There's also some reasonable science. Don't quote me on this yet. This is good news for the Northern Hemisphere, not so much for us here in the South, but this just check the science on this, but basically it looks as if transmission rates are slower as the temperature gets warmer. Don't quote me on this. I'm not your medical source, but there seems to be some evidence that as things warm up, the transmission rates slow down a little bit. There's reasons for that because it seems to be mostly transferred by coughing, and changes in air temperature actually halve the distance by which droplets move. So I was reading that this morning. I'm only sharing that with you to give you signs of hope. There's some really good research coming out on different kinds of medications that are helping in the early phase. Let's remember, we are an amazing species. We are an amazing species. God has given us, you know, the stamp of his creativity is in the human heart. So incredible men and women all over the world are working around the clock right now on vaccines. You know, I encourage you to be really praying for your leaders. Whatever your political persuasion is, pray for whoever your leaders are. I'm praying here for our leaders in this country. From the state levels to the national government, for all our healthcare workers, really press into prayer. I said that last week. You know, we've got our world has changed. We're not getting out as much, but we can really double down on prayer. Had a beautiful home mass on the weekend. You know, we just watched a live stream with a great priest, Father Rob Gelia. So make sure you're doing those things, praying for people, keeping your spiritual life really active. I've really stepped up with the rosary and fasting. I'm not telling you that to sound holy because I ain't that guy, but I have found that pressing into these disciplines can be a really good thing at the moment. So here's a good quote just on this concept of hope. It's a beautiful quote from Anne Lamott. Listen to this. She says, "Hope begins in the dark. The stubborn hope that if you just show up and try to do the right thing, the dawn will come. You wait and watch and work. You don't give up." You know, John Paul II beautifully said that, you know, we are the Easter people and Alleluia is our song. We are the Easter people. We're a people who believe in resurrection. We are a people who believe in the light coming out of the darkness. We are people who believe in the resurrection power of Jesus Christ. And this season's going to end. This thing is going to pass. So the question is how we go through the season and hope. Give your students hope. Whatever you're doing, whether you're sending them emails or something on social media, you know, there's so many great Catholic educators on social media. People like, you know, Andy Lewis, John Meehan, all of you would have your favorites, you know, guys that are just putting out constant, interesting, encouraging stuff. So encourage your students. You know, here's a suggestion. Just jump on, get your phone and record a quick video. And you go, "I don't want to be on a video." Well, we can do it. We can all do it. You know, quick video. "Hey guys, you know, this is Mrs. or Mr. such and such, your teacher, praying for you. Here's some resources." Just keep putting stuff out there. Be the person of Jesus speaking into their circumstance. So, you know, don't just let this season be wasted. Allow Jesus to use you to be present in the lives of young people in this season. All right, so stay tuned over the next few episodes. I'm going to have some good guests on. I'm praying for you. Praying for your families, praying in this season that you're going to flourish and come through it, praying for your health and well-being. Come and find me, Instagram, JonathanDoyle47. If you're on Twitter, come and say hi today. We're all sitting around, so just jump on Twitter. You'll find me at BeingCatholic1 or Jonathan Doyle. You can find me there, BeingCatholic1. Send me a DM, say hi. If you're passionate about something in Catholic education, if there's a subject area or a discipline or there's something on your heart that you really want to share with other Catholic teachers, send me a DM on Twitter or just email me daily@beingcatholic.com.au and let's jump on a call together and we'll just do a podcast together and you can share your enthusiasm with Catholic teachers around the world. All right, friends, God bless you. The best is ahead. He's with us. We're going to come through. My name's Jonathan Doyle. This has been the Catholic Teacher Daily Podcast, and I'm going to have another message for you tomorrow.